the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. As always, lots to talk about here tonight. But what I wanted to start things out with was something I mentioned on the show last night, but we never had a chance to get to it. And it's a little piece of audio that Johnson discovered online. It's an old 1950s, apparently 1958, Disney cartoon. Now, it's not a cartoon like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or anything like that. What it is essentially it was Disney's vision, and I'm sure based on a number of other people's vision at the time, but Disney's vision of what the highways would be like into the future. Now, remember, this is 1958 that we're going to be listening to here, and what I thought was most interesting about this is that there was really some visionary stuff in people's heads back then about what highways could be. And this is kind of, it's exciting because it's visionary, but at the same time, it's sad because much of it we're very far away from actually making happen. And Mark has a new microphone tonight, so you'll have to bear with us as we teach him how to use it correctly. Yeah, it definitely needs to be like right in front of your mouth. He's got one of those little headset deals. So hopefully this will work. If you
I
notice,
look like John Madden.
Yeah.
Check it out.
A little younger.
Cam.freetalklive.com if you care.
Yes, you can. All right. So I'm going to play this, and then we might stop in the middle of it and comment on it. But I just thought it was neat. I just wanted to share it just to give you an idea of what the marketplace might have come up with had the government not taken over the roads system and absolutely quashed any sort of market development or incentive innovations and all that. All of these innovations, many of them probably could have happened by now. Let's get started on this, shall we? So 50s. It's wonderful.
Speed, safety, and comfort will be the keynotes of tomorrow's highways. A multicolored highway system may enable the motorist to reach his destination by following the correct color strip. The increased speed of tomorrow's automobile will demand that highway signs be larger and more simple to read.
I think it's interesting to point out here that Disney World and Disneyland, the Disney properties out there, tend to have really good road systems.
They really do. You don't get once you get past everything in Kissimmee or Orlando, whatever you want to call it over there, Disney World. Once you get from the public, the government roads to Disney's roads, everything's easy once you get on Disney roads. You know exactly where you're going. You're confused as hell while you're on the government roads, but once you get to Disney's roads, everything's great.
Right. So that's why I think they've got a little bit of credibility here when it comes to these ideas, because they implemented at least some good innovations on their own roads. It's just that every other road's not Disney, so why should they? Anyway, here we go with more.
So that the motorist can anticipate his moves well in advance. Better visibility will be featured in new highway designs. As day dims into night, electric eyes automatically illuminate the way ahead.
What are radiant eyes?
I don't know, but it sure looked neat on the, the roads sort of lit up on their own, basically.
So just as you came along, they popped, the lights, it sort of lit up?
No, it just sort of lit them up all the time, I guess.
I see.
I'm not sure. I don't know what an electric eye is. Who knows if it would have come true, but my point here is that at least they had some ideas, and somebody, if they were all private roads out there, would have been investing into these ideas. They would have been doing the research and development necessary to turn these, if possible, into reality.
Keep the highway surfaces dry through rain, ice, and snow.
Now, who wouldn't want that one?
We were talking about this the other day, actually. Here, they salt the roads, and it really takes a toll on the roads. They get...
Not to mention vehicles, right?
Yeah. You actually have to wash your car a certain amount of time because the salt gets all over your car, and
it's
supposedly ruined.
We wash it after winter once. That's it.
Well, they do have driveways that are self-heating driveways.
Do they have that?
Not self-heating, but it's a tube full of warm water that goes through the driveway and takes care of the water, and that way there's no salt or sand on your driveway. And
wow, so they do have that
one. It's expensive, but...
It's expensive now because it's probably not in very high demand. If it's only for a driveway, then only so many people are going to want to use that at their house.
You can get the tubes it's $150 for 300 feet at Home Depot, and... Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have to get the crews to put them in, but they're not that difficult. They usually put concrete in with these the stuff that it looks like chicken wire, but it's thicker and firmer than chicken wire.
Right. Well, now, on a driveway, you'd have to have it running 24-7 on a like a, during a wintry time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't think you would, no.
Would
just
they have a
snowing.
Way to... Would they, I guess, well, right, but if it's snowing out, you'd have to have it on 24-7, wouldn't you?
Well, it doesn't snow 24-7. It's not snowing
right.
now, but it's cold enough that the snow stays.
Yeah.
So this melts the snow, it goes away.
Maybe there could be a sensor on it to tell when the snow was melted
I
and
think
maybe turn itself off.
Just a little toggle for the homeowner would be fine.
Yeah.
Because if the snow's on there and you turn it on, it heats it up, the snow melts away, it goes away. I mean, it's going to turn to ice somewhere, which is a problem. But
imagine this on the actual roadways of America. I mean, from point A to point B, no snow on the roads, no puddling water, none of that stuff.
I mean, if it was done all over, then it, the costs would be cut down tremendously.
Exactly.
And think of all the costs that go into clearing roads now, all that salt that has to be stored. There has mm-hmm. to be a place to store that salt, so they have to have their, you know, their little side of the road salt barn thing
right,
that they have there.
This was in,
plus all the big trucks and the dump trucks that have to for snow removal and all that other stuff wouldn't be necessary.
Right. It might actually even pay for itself.
It,
think about it.
It would depend on
salt savings.
It would have to be.
Time.
There would have to be. It would have to be in use all over.
Sure. Let's continue. I cut most of the music out, but I guess I left a few segments.
If visibility is poor, our windshield becomes a radar screen, showing the outline of objects ahead.
So a little HUD screen for your
windshield? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've seen that.
Like Star Wars.
I've seen that on cars.
This is an interesting observation. You're going to hear some other things here. They're sort of focusing in the car for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this audio is that many of the things they predicted for the car, the in-dash, the in, you know, the car display, that sort of thing, a lot of these car innovations have happened. They've come true.
Mm.
Why? Because the government doesn't regulate the inside of cars to death.
Not so
government,
much, yeah.
Government doesn't own the car manufacturers, so we have real competition and we have real incentive to innovate in the world of the automotive industry. So there's a real stark contrast in this audio between some of the innovations for in-car and the innovations for out-of-car, most of which you'll hear just have not occurred. While the in-car stuff, we're pretty much there on all of this. Here we go.
Fog may be eliminated by dispelling devices along the right-of-way. Dashboard panels featuring built-in safety controls and electronic operating devices are predictions for tomorrow. A teletype panel shows up to the minute traffic bulletins.
Teletype.
A recommended safe driving speed.
Right, now, the vision's there, right? I mean, it's not teletype, because teletype was the best they had to describe that sort of a thing back then in 1958. But the vision there is accurate. We have traffic. You can go and purchase hardware and put it in your car that will tell you traffic conditions.
Sure will.
You know, whether it be your radio or satellite radio, or I think they even have the little map things are coming down with traffic in some instances.
I know that exists. In some metros you can get that.
Right. So, again, all this is happening.
Automatically indicated. Our rear view mirror is actually a television picture.
They're doing that now, too. They've got the little LCD display.
Yeah, for RVs especially.
Yep. So that's here.
Airborne emergency units would combine police, fire, and ambulance services.
That one's not happening. Government's in charge of that one.
Well, they do. It is sort of happening. They have the helicopters that...
Yeah, but they were saying that they would combine them all into one if necessary. And it was just... You know, again, something that if we had a little bit more innovation and competition, who knows what sort of new things
would government
happen.
Made it on that one, but not to say that that's that great. I mean, it's the police service. That's what they, you know, this is an area that makes money for them, you know, that they can charge the public a great deal
who
for.
Who flies the helicopters? Is it the hospital or the police department?
Probably the hospital.
I think it's the hospital on that one. Continue.
In one sweep, a giant road builder changes rough ground into a wide finished highway. Prefabricated bridges and overpasses move immediately into place.
That's not happening.
That sounds ridiculous.
800-259-9231. Coming up, they will talk about the Atomic Mountain Tunneler, which definitely is not happening. Again, some of this it's interesting vision from an old Disney film. Just thought I wanted to share it with you. And, of course, would love your comments as well. How much of this is even possible? Can we have it happen in the near future if we get the government out of the roads? Run away. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. December 21st, 2007. Gold 80990. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15, and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, Legal LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That is LegalZoom.com. So this is, by the way, on a website called Poles Boutique, PolesB.com. They have dug up an old 1958 Disneyland TV show entitled Magic Highway USA. And basically what it is, it was about seven or eight minutes. I cut it down to around four. Basically, what is a vision of the future from the Walt Disney Company, specifically the future in regards to the highway system and getting from point A to point B. And they also sort of delved into the cars and what people might be doing and how that might change. So some of it I cut out because I really wanted to focus on the highways and the vision that these people had as far as what was coming in the future. They thought, at least, that these things would be possible. It turns out that many of their predictions were dead on accurate when it came to in-car. When it comes to the in-car innovations of having a heads-up display or having the latest traffic information piped into your car via some, you know, futuristic device. Well, those devices exist now. So all of those predictions came true. While their predictions for the roadways of America, not so much. They're hitting this. You'll hear there's one or two examples of where some things have happened, but for the most part, no. Most of these ideas never came to fruition because no one ever bothered to put any money into investigating them. No one ever cared enough to innovate because it's the government that runs the roads.
Right. It's the tragedy of the commons. And, the roadways are common to us all. And what's the government got to lose if they don't do any innovation with the roads? Nothing.
Exactly. So I'm going to continue here with the rest of the audio from Disney. Again, this is 1958, so keep that in mind.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before you go on, another point I'd like to make is, what do car companies have to lose if they don't do innovations?
Investment?
Sales to other car companies. I mean, imagine for a second if Cadillac was still making the same car that they were in 1959. I guess they're known for the 59 Eldorado with the little pointy taillights and that kind of thing. Imagine if they were still making 59 Eldorados. No anti-lock brakes. The windshield wipers didn't have intermittent anything. AM radios. They didn't have 8-tracks back then. I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
No innovation. And that's what we're getting out of our roadways. Almost no innovation.
Okay. Here we continue with the audio.
For that, move immediately into place.
What you just missed, in case you're just tuning in, was basically a vision for a road-building machine that just goes and builds a road. Like, it moves forward and a road comes out the back of it, essentially. So, very interesting.
New formulas of concrete with quick-setting ceramic materials, a mobile kiln is supported by the bridge it builds.
That's a pretty radical idea, in case you couldn't get that. The mobile kiln, I'm not sure what a kiln, or maybe kiln was the word they used. But essentially, again, the idea was a huge bridge-building machine that would essentially hang off of the edge of the bridge it was building and slowly move and spit out a bridge, basically, from one side to the next. Is it possible? Maybe. Will we ever see it? Not if the government keeps this stuff up.
For tunneling through mountains, this atomic reactor applying incredible heat literally melts the hard rock as it makes molehills out of mountains. Here is preserved...
So what would the environmentalists think about that one?
I don't think they'd like that much.
Imagine that. Essentially, in the video, you see this beast of a machine with sort of this reactor on the end of it, the front of it, and it just tunnels right through the mountain, just cuts a huge swath right through the center of the mountain. Of course, that's a great idea because getting around mountains is an incredibly costly activity. Having to build that, the roads around the mountains is, you have to build them longer and that costs more. If you could go right through the mountain, you'd save a lot of materials. And if, certainly we have nuclear power plants, so we've got the ability to harness the sort of power. It's just that the environmental lobby via the government has, put the quash on any new nuclear plants, and certainly they wouldn't want anybody driving around a nuclear device to tunnel through mountains with. We can't have that in America now, can we? Continue here.
The grandeur of mountain travel with the use of cantilevered skyways. The shape of our cities will change as expanded highway transportation decentralizes our population centers into vast urban areas. America will someday...
Once again, something the environmentalists and city planners would absolutely hate. The concept of this sprawl, as they like to call it, where things go
that's
out?
Pretty much happened.
Cars, it is happening.
Essentially, everybody's got a car now. It wasn't so common in the 50s for that to be the case.
Really?
Well, you know, the cities hadn't adjusted to that. So if you lived in an urban area or you lived in an agricultural area, and there wasn't quite so much suburbia. Now, some people drive an hour to work, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Crisscrossed by a network of super speed transcontinental motorways. Highway and automotive design will move forward together. First,
that's not happening.
No, it won't.
More
because
efficient
the government's
gas
in charge of one.
Yep.
Urban car. Then the speedier jet. The inexhaustible atom. And possibly the sun powered electro suspension car, which needs no wheels.
Oh,
these
sure.
Spectacular
Hey, now that's possible, you know. It that could very easily happen. Solar technology is certainly well on the way. There's some really good new solar that's coming out. And having some sort of levitation system, you know, also possible. We're not quite there yet, though, because, again, the roads haven't been advancing at the same rate as automotive technology. And there are people out there that would like to bring us flying vehicles, but the government, in the form of the FAA, is standing in their way.
Exceptions will lead to new dimensions for the American highway. Such visionary ideas, which today seem sheer fantasy, will be commonplace to future generations. There will be miles of tubular highways, air-conditioned routes across hot desert wastelands.
Sounds really expensive.
Over sub-freezing mountain ranges.
Not sure why anyone would want to be driving through a sub-freezing mountain range, but interesting vision nonetheless.
Well, one would assume that you wouldn't have to go 55 miles an hour in that area either.
Well, if you had the enclosed little highway that they're talking about, you could go 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, I would expect if you're driving through those areas that they would have the expectation that your car would be going 150 instead.
Under the ocean.
Now that one's happening. The under the ocean thing is happening. Was the channel? France to England,
mm-hmm.
That one's happened.
These giant arteries will link together all nations and help create a better understanding among the peoples of the world. As in the past, the highway will continue to play a vital role in the progress of civilization. It will be our magic carpet to new hopes, new dreams, and a better way of life for the future.
What a wonderful vision, and how correct they are that the highway system is really critical to the economy these days, and has always been that way.
Well, transportation in general does bring people closer together.
Right, so I love the vision, but unfortunately it's just been squished because the government's in charge, and it has just absolutely ruined innovation for highway-related matters. We can't even begin to fathom what we would be seeing right now if it were always not the government that were in charge of highways. We can discuss this more. Take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-7987.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-7987. That's 1-800-495-7987. 1-800-495-7987.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com and read some of the real testimonials and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
800-259-9231. So we were talking about the highways. We'll get back into that here, but let's go into the phone calls first and talk to John in Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And lady.
Hello.
Couple of issues here. I just thought I'd mention that my activism took another tiny incremental step. I'm now a YouTuber.
Uh-huh.
What are you YouTubing?
Well, I have one that's on there that is just, this is a test. And I'm...
Got to start somewhere.
Huh?
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, for me, that's a big deal. I mean, I'm not a big computer guy, so I took the Dave Ridley course, and he can't be blamed for any of my mistakes that I make on these things. But
so did you go out and buy your own camcorder?
I now have a camcorder. I now have a YouTube account, and who knows where we're going with this, but incremental steps.
What would you say, just curious, what would you say your computing ability is? Novice, intermediate, advanced, how would you grade yourself?
I guess novice.
So, even as a novice, you have the ability to you know, put your own videos on the internet. It is that easy today. I mean, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been this easy. There was no such thing as a YouTube. You would have had to have, you know, gone in and encoded and then re-encoded and then uploaded it to a server, and that would have been a technological nightmare for someone in the novice user category. But I think it's interesting to, you know, to point this out. Technology has come along and advanced in such a wonderful fashion that the average computer user, below average computer user, can get on there and create content just like anybody else can. I think that's great.
It is. And I'm at P-H-O-N-H, John, on YouTube, and I'm not saying what that all stands for until I set up a website, and I don't know anything about that.
P-H-O-N-H? P-H-O?
P-H-O-N-H, John.
That's supposed to spell John? Oh, P-H-O-N-H, John? Is that...
Yes.
I'm confused, John. Is it...
Five letters and then John.
Oh, okay.
And
what's the PHO
for? When I end up setting up a website, then it will be clear what that means. But I don't know anything about, you know, grabbing a .com or a .net or any of that sort of stuff yet.
Got it.
But it will be my next step.
Neat. So what are you planning on covering with your upcoming YouTube videos?
Maybe a little bit of freedom music, some artwork, some activism.
That's
some
great.
Pretty nature stuff to just show off New Hampshire. I have another one up. I have two up. One's just showing off a non-profit playground area that's here in Salem, New Hampshire, and where I came from. That was unheard of. I mean, the government just ran all the parks. You wouldn't have a 501c3 that had a playground with a volleyball court.
So hold on a second. So there's a non-profit that actually is running an entire park?
Yeah, and in fact, what they have now is a volleyball court, an amphitheater where they have
an amphitheater
series.
Where is this?
In Salem.
Wow.
It's incredible. And they have, like, the monkey bars and whatever you call all that stuff the kids can play on.
Now, what are the bathrooms like? That's what I want to know.
They don't have that there.
Okay.
They
the
are
bathroom
gonna
that
a skate
city
park.
Parks are always so gross.
Yeah, they are. They're the worst. That's why
they're going to add a skate park over here, and they've done fundraising on that, and they're probably about less than $1,000 short of the goal, but that last number I saw was in April.
What? Wait a minute. Are you telling me, John, that people on a voluntary basis will actually pay for a park?
Absolutely. I ended up in the paper a couple of years ago just because they had a day to go over there and, you know, rake up in the spring and clean up and... Hey, everybody comes out if you feel like doing it. You have the day off. Come on over and help.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I've got this straight.
Yes, voluntary.
You're telling me. Let me see if I get this here. You're telling me that we don't need to force every single individual in a community to pay for a park that they won't necessarily use. You're saying that there are enough people that actually want to go to parks that they can fund it on their own.
Yeah, and then they might.
What a shocker!
Taking care of it and policing it on their own and all that sort of thing.
Huh? Who would have thought of such
a
thing?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we don't need government for parks either.
Before I forget, I want to tell you something before I get off the phone. You mentioned your house for sale in Florida.
Yeah, it's still for sale. House.freetalklive.com.
There's something that people might want to have in mind, that this is a potential future historic property for after the revolution when freedom has been won.
Yeah, it's possible.
We're back where Free Talk Live actually started. Just thought of it when I've heard you mention it in the past.
Yeah, that's $159,000, so hey, I think the price is right. Hey. Somebody will buy it eventually. I know it eventually. As long as I keep it on the market, I think what the issue is right now, it's just Christmas time. People aren't really out looking at houses.
Well,
at
in the
moment.
Future, down in Boston, you've got the Paul Revere house. He's the guy that went out on the horse and sounded the alarm that the tyranny was coming. And, you know, in the future, Ian's house down in Florida will be like, the Paul Revere house.
Possibly. It's an idea. Certainly another reason for someone to buy it. Thanks for the call, John.
Nice
thank you for sharing the story. Especially, and good luck with your videos. Again, thank you. 800-259-9231. But especially the story about the privately run park. That, oh my gosh, it sounded like it was open to everyone. I didn't ask him that specific question, but can you believe that? They don't need to even charge admission.
I'm a little surprised, actually, but...
I'm not. Parks are wonderful. Who doesn't like parks? I'm sure there are some people that don't, but I like them. I wouldn't mind paying a little bit of money for a park if I were given the voluntary opportunity to support one. because then I could pick the favorite, my favorite park, right? Because I don't think that many people go to a bunch of different parks. I think that they find a park that they like, that it's, you know, it's pretty, or they've got the right sport that they're looking to play, or whatever the reason is that they like the park. Maybe there's fishing. And then they go to that park over and over again. Hey, they can contribute some money to this voluntary charity, maybe get a little brick put in their name, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of different ways that one might be able to fund a park on a voluntary basis, and I think it's great that it's already being done.
That, you know, that little brick with the name on it thing is certainly done all over.
Yep.
You know, talking about your house being the Paul Revere, the future Paul Revere house, I'm wondering, you know, I don't think that there's a William Dawes house.
Who's that?
That's the other guy that rode.
Oh, poor old William.
Well, I'm wondering, am I going to be William Dawes? I mean, who the hell is William Dawes anyway?
Well, we did the show from my house, so...
So you get the credit. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Look, my house is for sale in Sarasota, too.
And you don't have an easy URL, though, Mark, like house.freetalklive.com. So you can go there and buy my house. I'd really appreciate it if you did.
I would be absolutely amazed if somebody bought your house from house.freetalklive.com.
Doesn't cost me anything to... You know, advertise it that way, so I might as well. I would be amazed as well, but hey, stranger things have happened. 800-259-9231. So, again, whether it's private parks or privately run roads, the fact is the marketplace does things better. Remember the story, Mark, and I don't know if you were here for this one, Julia, but there was a story a little while back about parks in New York City.
I remember it.
There are plenty of New York City run parks, and they're just not so great.
Not compared to the private parks in New York City.
Oh, I only know about one, and it's the one that Google sponsored. And Google sponsored a park because, again, that's another way that these private parks can make some money is sell some sponsorships. Google sponsored a park, and they put in wireless internet at this park. Why? It's a park. Who the hell's going to the park to get online? Well, now you can, because someone decided they wanted to do that. And that's what the marketplace brought that park.
I bet you a lot of people are going to that park to get online, actually.
Well, right. I mean, if you've got to bring the kids and you're a busy person, and certainly the pace of life is probably a little bit busier in New York City. You're busy. You've got kids. You want to take them to the park, but you've got to check your email at the same time. There you go. Which one are you going to choose? The crap can government park or the Google-sponsored privately run park? Seems like the easy choice to me. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more about roads from the Wall Street Journal, of all places. And we'll take your calls about anything. On the way here tonight, Julia has a story about a rave and some cops that apparently were doing some nasty things. I think. We'll find out here in moments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years, and so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Features there for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can amp up. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You get perks. Get access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But just to clue you in, the purpose of the program is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So do go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more, and get signed up. So we started the show talking about the roads. And when you discuss liberty and getting the government out of our lives, inevitably somebody who's new to the liberty movement is going to say, well, what about the roads? It comes up from time to time on the show as a result. So as new interesting information comes out, we like to bring it to you. And we started with an interesting vision from 1958, an old Disney film, about what roads would be like in the future, in their opinion. And I think a lot of their vision was possible, but it just never became a reality because government's been in charge of the roads. So it was kind of it was almost sad in a way to sort of listen to that. A little exciting in that these things could still happen. If we were to get the government out of roads and turn it over to private owners or charities or whoever it is, you know, neighborhood associations, businesses, different people would probably end up owning different segments of road. Turn it over to them and let them innovate and let them compete. We could have some really neat things happen. In fact, the Wall Street Journal has a few thoughts. More than 39,000 people were killed and 1.8 million injured in traffic accidents last year. The economic cost of these crashes was approximately $140 billion. A substantial number of the crashes involved drivers and vehicles that shouldn't have been on the road. Many solutions to the carnage have been offered over many years. One obvious solution has been avoided. Assign responsibility for vehicle safety inspections and licensing drivers to the one institution with the most to gain from keeping bad drivers and unsafe cars off the road, the insurance industry. If we truly
that makes some sense. Insurance companies, it seems to me, should be would be the ones that would be best qualified to decide who's should be on the road and shouldn't.
Yep. If we truly believe that only capable, responsible drivers and safe cars should be on the road, then it's time to try a new approach. Employees at the state Any state motor vehicle division, good people all, will give virtually anyone with two forms of identification a driver's license, so long as they are not seriously vision impaired and are able to pass a multiple choice exam and a minimum proficiency driving test. Their responsibility ends there. They have no stake in what happens after those drivers hit the road.
When I took my driver's test when I was 16, I had to drive around the parking lot of the DMV once and park. I did not leave second gear.
That's about what it was for me. No, and there wasn't even a parallel parking or anything.
No, I didn't have to parallel park.
Auto insurers, on the other hand, unlike the government, they care only about what happens when those drivers get behind the wheel. Talk about a shift in incentive. If auto insurers had the job of licensing drivers and registering vehicles, a role incidentally that insurers have in the maritime industry, they would be forced to adopt what I refer to as the Disneyland model. In Disneyland, customers, get this, customers are covered by the company's liability insurance. Consequently, to reduce risk, the management restricts who may use which facilities and under what circumstances. For instance, in order to ride the California Screamin' roller coaster, you must be at least 4 feet tall and should not be pregnant, have high blood pressure, or suffer from heart, back, or neck problems. Since the business is held strictly liable for any injuries suffered by those entering the park, management makes every effort to enforce the park safety rules. Private licensing and registration would work the same way, because they would be insuring the drivers and cars they license. Insurance companies would be vigorous in their testing and car safety requirements, letting only qualified individuals venture out onto the roadways. They would be more likely to ferret out those unqualified to drive, from those whose driving abilities have become compromised with age or habitual substance abuse, to those who've been ticketed on more than one occasion for reckless or aggressive driving. Such high-risk individuals are now cut far too much slack in most states. Insurers also would be more likely to develop methods to allow such drivers back on the road when specific criteria are met.
Right. They have an incentive to profit from those people spending money.
They want you to be their customer. Right. For instance, insurers might re-license and insure reformed DWI abusers if they use only vehicles equipped with devices that disable the ignition when alcohol is detected in the driving cabin, as opposed to government's solution, which seems like eventually is going to put it in everybody's car. You know, mandate the little breathalyzer in every single car, so you have to blow on something in order to start your vehicle. We're coming down that road. The Disneyland model would also reduce the number of uninsured and underinsured driving on the roads by reducing the ambiguity concerning who will be responsible for damages. Today, an estimated 14% of all motorists operate uninsured vehicles. That's more than 1 out of 10. An even larger number of vehicles are grossly underinsured. Most of the 44 states requiring auto liability insurance, and by the way, it's... several states. Let's see. Alabama, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin, by the way, are the ones that don't require it, and yet life still goes on there. They allow an absurdly low minimum coverage. In Arizona, where the author lives, the minimum is $15,000, $30,000, and $10,000. This means an insurer will cover bodily injury damages only up to $15,000.
Jeez, that's nothing.
For a single victim, $30,000 for multiple victims, and $10,000 for vehicle property damage. Considering that 85% of crashes involve multiple vehicles, and that a single fatality costs an estimated $1 million or more, this is woefully inadequate. Under the current system, private insurance companies have little incentive to stop people from buying inadequate levels of insurance, since damages caused by underinsured drivers are capped, and damages caused by underinsured drivers are capped, and damages caused by uninsured drivers are borne by either the uninsured driver or the victim. Under a private licensing, registration, and insurance system, insurers would make sure that all vehicles have adequate insurance coverage. Highway crashes remain the leading cause of death for the age group 4 through 34, ranking above everything else, from cancer to HIV to poisoning, drowning, and suicide. We can and should do better. Right now, we rely on government employees and contractors' devotion to duty as the main motivation for licensing only qualified drivers, registering only safe and properly functioning cars, and enforcing mandatory auto insurance laws. They are no doubt devoted to their duty, but the result, and I don't know if they are, that's his opinion.
Well, they're devoted to
lazy bureaucrats.
Yeah, well, in a lot of cases, they want to do the right thing, but they're not incentivized in the right ways.
They are no doubt devoted, but the result is a system in which the primary incentive is to follow procedure and rules, not reduce unnecessary risk. The market's pursuit of profit would introduce a different and better set of incentives. Why not give it a try? Well, the reason why not is because the state is firmly entrenched in the world of registering vehicles and licensing drivers. It's just a money generator
for them.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're not. They don't want to lose that source of revenue. Even if they're bad at it, at this point they can they cut out the competition.
So they know that every single year a new batch of kids is going to turn 16, and they're going to come in and they're going to have to pay the mandatory fees and go through the bureaucracy and jump through the hoops, and they know that there's cash waiting for them every single year, let alone all the other issues that they can cash in on.
When I got my driver's license at 16, they forgot to note on it that I need corrective lenses to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to get pulled over and I didn't have glasses on, it wouldn't really be an issue.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, they would have no idea, just because they forgot to put it on.
Not to say businesses couldn't forget something, but certainly, they would be a little bit more concerned with double-checking and making sure.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
You know, and as far as the incentives go, let's think about not just them licensing young people that are getting their licenses, but, in fact, how about the people that are licensed from after they've gotten DUIs and that kind of thing? In order to get their licenses back, they have to spend all kinds of money with the government.
Yeah.
Whereas if insurance companies were licensing people, they would be incentivized just to get the insurance money from them. There likely wouldn't be nearly the costs.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. If someone were trying to get back on their feet, trying to prove that they are clean, they might only just have to show them some information from their 12-step program. And there probably would be a path that they could go on that would get them to the right place. But you're right, Mark. They would have a financial incentive to help those people make their lives better and get back on board with their business, buying their insurance. So as opposed to jacking them for as much cash as they could possibly do, which the state, there's no limit to how much the state can charge you for these things. It's all arbitrary. Whether it's $200 to get your license back or $2,000.
Right, it's just some number that somebody made up.
Whereas if it were in the marketplace, there would be competing insurers that all wanted your business. And so whatever that amount would be in the marketplace would be lower as a result of the differing insurance companies trying to one-up on each other and get the person, hey, we want to help you get clean again and get back on the roads, and, here's what we'll offer you for it. Oh, yeah? Well, we'll offer you this amount over here, this deal. And so, again, the insurance companies would be in competition for that new customer, and it totally changes the incentives. But why won't this happen? Well, the government's not going to give it up anytime soon. They want the money, and they don't give a flip if you die on the roadways. Again, it doesn't affect their bottom line when you go careening off a cliff or into another vehicle or some terrible, dramatic thing happens on the roads. Government doesn't care. They just send their people along, clean up the mess, sweep off the road a little bit. I've lost another one. Now, whatever. Whereas the insurance company situation would be totally different. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control. We'll go to the world of the rave next.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son...